Today on the message, I want to talk about being yourself. And something hit me yesterday as I watched The Last Dance with millions of other people that are watching it. For those of you who don't know, The Last Dance is a documentary series that ESPN put out on the 1997-98 Chicago Bulls, which actually happened to be Jordan's last season with the Bulls. But one of the episodes yesterday was about Dennis Rodman. And as I watched the episode, I kind of sat back and really thought about what I used to think of Dennis Rodman back. Now, we all respected him for his passion for the game, for his work ethic for the game. But I think one of the most important lessons he taught us, which I didn't realize until yesterday, was the fact that it's okay to be different. You know, and in different, I'm not just saying, you know, the dyed hair, the nose piercings, the body piercings in general, the tattoos. I'm talking more about like kind of going away from what the norm is. I remember as a young basketball player, you know, the goal was always practice your shot, because the goal is to be the leading scorer. So you put up 500 shots a day, 1,000 shots a day, and with one goal in sight, which is be the leading scorer. And I respect Dennis Rodman even more than I did before now, because I really value what he did. Was he took a step back, he found clarity on who he was, and he found clarity on what his role was. And for him, he knew deep down that he needed to be one of the best defenders and definitely needed to be the best rebounder. So what did he do? Day in and day out, he practiced his craft. He perfected his craft. While everybody else was focusing on putting up 500, 1,000 shots a day, he worked on rebounding. So he had friends, he had teammates, just practice missing shots intentionally from different angles on the court, because he wanted to be able to catch those angles, and he wanted to be able to almost decipher where the ball's going to bounce depending on where the shot's coming from. And that speaks volumes, because again, that wasn't the norm. Now, of course, he still did practice his shooting, but based off of the episode, he practiced way more, countless hours on perfecting his craft. And his craft, which was clear to him, was being a rebounder. I think many times this kind of goes along with what a lot of people go through nowadays, which is just continuously working hard on being somebody that they're not, or trying to be like somebody else. Why? Because in their mind, that's the norm, or that's what society has defined as a norm. I love a quote that says, "Dare to be different, for the world is full of ordinary." So step back, be clear on your goal, be clear on who you are, and just be who you are. You know, I know it's difficult because a lot of people, they tend to go with the flow, or they tend to go with what somebody else's definition of normal is, you know, for respect, for appreciation, for love. And now more than ever, we're seeing the differences in how that can be. So I just wanted to share that message with you today, and also keeping in the back of your head, which I'm going to be signing off with this for our daily message that I'm going to be putting out every day. And that's that today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.